Greetings. Good afternoon, whatever state or nation you're in. This is God's Queen, Spirit-Fried Water, Positive Energy. What does it matter? Team Jesus. And we're coming to you today is Sunday. Happy Sunday, everybody. We're coming to you today to just greet you and to tell you how much we love you. And we hope that the content and the material that we are sending your ways with the audios and videos, that you will appreciate what God has put in our spirit to share with you and to exhort you and to just let you know how much you are loved by the Father today. My friends, this segment, we hope not to be with you too long. I am your queen. I am Elizabeth Townsend. We hope not to be too long with you today, but we are going to share with you. I take my passages from the King James Bible. However, you use whatever book or Bible, your iPad, your phone, or whatever is convenient for you, my friends. And we're going to talk to you today's sermon, a podcast sermon. The word of the Lord is called intervention. Because, my friends, whether you realize it or not, many things are coming upon the world and upon our nation. And there is so much upheaval and unrest and anxiety and stress and people worried about their mortgages and the inflation and food and all these things. But I want to let you know that there is intervention today. This segment sermon is called intervention because there's intervention. And all those who feel hopeless and there's no way out, there's no escape. You don't have enough for your bills, and you don't have enough for food, and you're worried about school that is getting just around the corner. Some kids are starting in August, and you're worried about the school supplies and the school clothes because of the inflation, whether you should buy school clothes or whether you should feed your children or whether you should buy medication or whether you should pay the light bills. My friends, in the name of Jesus, I want to let you know that the God of heaven hears your cry, and he's sending you intervention this morning, this day. Today is Sunday, and I won't put the exact date because I would like to run these videos, because there are many people that are full of stress, they're full of anxiety, they're full of worry, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how they're going to make their next meal or pay their next bill. I am God's Queen. I am Elizabeth Townsend. And we're bringing you help. We're bringing you hope. We're bringing you from the word of the Lord that there is hope. And his name is Jesus. Are you Team Jesus today? Well, we're going to help you. If you don't know him, we're going to help you to understand how much he really loves you. And in this sermon today, we're going to give you three or four passages of scripture where the heart of Jesus, when he begins to begin his ministry upon the face of the earth for the 3.5 years that he was in the earth, he began his ministry and he began to preach, repent, Matthew 4:17, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And my friends, that is what we want to bring to you this morning. The intervention from Jesus Christ alone. You can listen to any voice. There's billions and billions and billions of people all over YouTube, all over social media. They have their opinion. They have their take on the gospel. They have their prophecies. And on it goes, my friends. But for some reason, I am, God says, I'm going to separate you from them because I'm going to do something different with you. I don't want you to copy them. I don't want you to be a duplicate, replicate of them. I want you to duplicate me. I want you to duplicate the Father. I want you to duplicate the Holy Ghost. It's not that they're not that, but he said, I want to make sure that you have the the soundness of the gospel. He said, I need you to get it to my people. And so, my friends, I am God's queen. I am Evangelist Elizabeth Townsend. I'll give you a few moments. We're going to be in the book of Matthews. We'll start with Matthews in the book of the Gospels. Matthews. We'll be in chapter 11 to begin with. But I want to just give you a little bit of information about the spirit-fied water. God had me design the water during the pandemic, and he said I was outside, and I was, every year I'd go out and put these huge jugs out and collect this water, and I did it for about 3 or 4 years, and I didn't know why I was doing it. He said, you know, I would bring it in my house, put it up on my shelf, seal it, not touch it. And when the pandemic hit, he said he wanted me to research the finest products, and he told me the ingredients to put in this water. I know many of you just keep ignoring it. That's okay, because you don't have a clue what's on the way. But anyway, he had me design this water, and it took me 3 years to research and to actually get the water into the United States. Spirit-fied water and spirit-fied health is for the mind, soul, spirit, and body. It is not a novelty water, my friends. You can go to Costco, Walmart, wherever you want to get your water. But I'm telling you that God has specifically zoned in on the sons of men in the earth. He designed the body, and he knows what the body needs. He knows what the mind, soul, spirit needs, my friend. So if you want to brush it off, you don't have to get the water. You don't have to do any of it. You don't have to even listen to these sermons and patios and audio and videos that we keep sending back to back, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day up on YouTube, and most of them are blocked by the algorithm on YouTube, and we get one view here and maybe a 10 over here. And but God said, keep going. He says, I have a plan, and I have a people. I have prepared a people that want to be set free, that want to come up and out. He said they have everybody on YouTube, billions of people with a prophecy and a word from the Lord, and a prophecy, and all these people. He said, but I'm going to separate you. He said, keep going. I have a plan for that water. I have a plan for what you do. So I am God's queen. I am Evangelist Elizabeth Townsend, spirit-fied water. You can click on any link. You can go to YouTube and subscribe, and it will take you directly to where you can purchase 12 or 24 cases. It's by home delivery. It's not sold in stores. It has 11 different ingredients that is combating mental health, insomnia, diabetes, weight loss, and different things. And if you go on God's Queen, or What Does It Matter, or Team Jesus, or Positive Energy, you can click on any link, and it will give you the information about the 11 different ingredients in this water, my friends. It's not just a novelty water. It's a premium water. It's infused with the ingredients that God had me to put in the water, and I researched it, and I got it into the United States. My friends, if you want the water, if you want to be whole, if he said, I have a plan for the water. He said, send out the water and send out the word, because I'm going to do a supernatural thing. And he said, the masses are going to ignore you. He said, but keep going, because they don't have a clue what's on the way. We sent your video just 2 days ago called The Eternal Countdown for the Universe Has Begun. Okay, my friends, the war in Ukraine, and the fighting amongst Israel and Hezbollah, I mean, this is the beginning. And Jesus said, when you see these signs, know that the beginning, it is the beginning, but the end is not yet. Okay, my friend. So many things are going to be shaken in the earth, and many things are going to be assigned to the wicked and to the unbeliever. So I bring in this to you that are hopeless, that want a way out. You go to church and you read your Bible, but you still feel trapped. You still feel like you don't have what you need. You don't have the answers. I know what God is saying. Okay, my friend. We're in Matthew, and we're going to begin chapter 11. We're going to begin at verse number 28. I love you so very much. We're going to read this, and then we're going to be done for this Sunday, my friends. God bless all of you out there today. I hope you will subscribe. I hope you will get the water. I hope you will take this seriously, that God is concerned about you today. He has made a way of escape through his son, Jesus Christ. My friend, that is your only hope today. That is your way out today, and I'm bringing him am to you today because I love you and God loves you. I am Evangelist God's Queen Elizabeth Townsend. Let's begin. We're in verse number 28 for all of you that are following along. If you don't have a Bible or iPad or iPhone, that's fine. Let us read the word of the Lord today. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We're going to continue, my friends. Okay, now we're going to go over to the book of Luke, if you're following along and if you're with us today. God bless all of you out there who is joining this podcast today. We ask that you subscribe to these videos. It's only $2 a month for the whole month. You'll get all the videos, all the audios as they come out. We will alert you the new videos and audios that come out that keeps us to continue the word of the Lord. It takes us sometimes 3 to 4 days to prepare these videos and audios for you, even though they're being blocked, even though they don't get any views. God said to keep going. He said, my word spoken out of your mouth, it shall not return unto you void. You are the servant of the Most High God, and I command you to preach the gospel. So, okay, my friends, we're in Luke chapter 6, and we're going to begin at verse number 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And blessed are you that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. And blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. And blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name for the Son of Man's sake. And rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. We're in Matthew. We're going to give you these different instances where Jesus, now he's on the scene and he begins to begin his ministry, and he begins his healing ministry, and he begins to go among the multitudes and in the synagogues and in the cities and in the villages to address the needs of the people, because he come to save and to seek those that are lost, my friend. That is why he come, my friends. We're in Matthew chapter 9, and we'll begin at verse number 20 for all of you who are following along today. This is intervention coming unto you down out of heaven for you today. You that are trapped, you that have no answers, you that are overwhelmed with anxiety and fear and stress, and you're worried about your health, you're worried about your bills, you're worried about the children returning to schools, and you don't have what you need, and you keep giving your tithes and your offerings, but you feel trapped. You don't see a way out. But God is sending you your answer today. His name is Jesus. There is a way out. He is the hope for the hopeless today. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, and came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And for she said within herself, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of a good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. He's concerned about your sickness and disease today. I'm telling you, he's concerned about the sons of men on the face of the earth. He's concerned about what your anxiety is, and what your stress is, and what your family is going through, and how you're struggling with your doctor bills and all these things. Jesus is on the scene today. The sun holds his head high. We're in Matthew, we're in chapter 9, and we're going to begin at verse number 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. We're in Luke chapter 7, and we're going to begin at verse number 2. Luke chapter 7, and we will begin at verse number 2. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he is worthy for whom you should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. We're in chapter 7. And we're at verse number 8, if you're following along. This is intervention. I am God's queen. I'm evangelist, Lady Elizabeth Townsend. Thank you for joining. If you would please subscribe today, to the social media nets and to the algorithms, to AI or whoever it is that plays the numbers. And you know, there's millions here, there's billions there. We're not playing numbers. God is not playing with your soul today. He says there's a way out, whether there's one view or one click. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about your family. He's concerned about that sickness that you're dealing with. He's concerned about those children that are getting ready to enter into school, and you're fearful because you don't know when the next mass shooting's going to hit, and the violence and the disruption in our nation and in our world. God is concerned about you. I love you so very much, and God loved you. We're in Luke, and we're at verse number 8. For I also am a man under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. In verse number 9, and when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have found not so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been made sick. We're in Luke chapter 21 at verse 1. Luke chapter 21, we're going to begin at verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow woman casting in 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all of them. For all of them have their abundance cast into the offering of God, but she in her penury has cast in all the living that she had. You see, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. He sees the poor as well as he sees the rich. But he knows the hearts of men. He knows what you're struggling with. He knows what your issues are today. And this woman with the issue of blood, she had it for 12 years. But Jesus was on the scene. And she heard of him. But she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And Jesus is on the scene today. And he's asking you, will you be made whole today? He's concerned about your children. He's concerned about that son that's on drugs and alcohol. He's concerned about that homosexual that needs to come out of that homosexual lifestyle. He's concerned about what's going on in your children's lives. He is God, and he knows all things. And he sent me to tell you that there's a way out for you. He's going to do a supernatural thing with this spirit-fried water. Even if you don't want to get the home delivery for the drinking water, you get the water. Get a bottle of water, $2.99 a bottle. Get your water, because he's going to be ready to do a supernatural thing in the earth. The earth elements are changing. The fires and the floods and the tornadoes and the hurricanes are going to intensify. The earth is heating up 10 degrees hotter. I'm telling you that the AI is getting ready to take the center stage and to take over, try to take the mind of the image of God in human. I'm telling you, the president of Google, he was on and he said, we're not there yet, but in a few years, we'll have this robot that will be smarter than any human on the face of the earth. But I'm telling you, God is way ahead of them. I'm telling you, God said, it is not good. It is not good. And there is no forgiveness to those that blaspheme Jehovah Almighty God. They don't know what they're doing because they're blinded by the god of this world, whose name is Satan. But God is coming unto you today, and he's saying, wilt thou be made whole? He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, the devil, your adversary today, comes but for one thing, that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Wilt thou be made whole? This is intervention today. This is intervention. This is the word of the Lord today. You can go and listen to whoever you want to, but when you leave this message today, if you choose to come across this message, when you leave this message and you find yourself in the same situation, in the same struggle, in the same trap, and there's no way out, you go back and listen to this lesson. I'm telling you, that centurion, all he knew is Jesus was on the scene. And he said, wait a minute, I have a servant at home who's at the point of death, but I cannot go unto him. He said, because I'm not even worthy that he should come unto me. But he said, you tell him, I said, I'm not coming to him. All I need him to do is speak the word. Why? Because it's the word of God that's going to deliver you. Every bottle of water has a word of God on it, because God said, put my name on every bottle of water. And when they come in contact with the water and with the world, with the word, I'm going to do a supernatural thing for their families, for their homes, for their health, for their children, for their nation, for the cities. I love you. I'm God's queen. I am Evangelist Elizabeth Townsend. So happy to bring this unto you today. If you need prayer 24/7, we have a voicemail line. Just leave your prayer request on that line. It will say text subscriber or whatever message it says. You leave your message on that line, and I promise you, I'll take it to the throne of God when I enter into my prayer closet. I'm telling you, the thing that's getting ready to hit the world, the thing that's getting ready to hit these nations, I'm telling you, you want that covering for you. You want that protection for your children and for your children's children and for your children's children. God is a generational God. He's not concerned about yesterday, he's not concerned about next year, but he wants you to understand that he is God. He said, I'm God, and there is none other. He said, I'm God, I make alive, and I kill. I'm God, and there is none other. I love you. I am God's queen. I am Evangelist Lady Elizabeth Townsend. 1-509-402-3055. If you'd like to leave us a prayer request, I ask that you subscribe. I come to you 3 and 4 times on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all over. I tell you, there are people signing on for all nations, but the United States, they don't believe anything. They don't believe it. But I'm telling you, what's getting ready, the countdown The eternal countdown for the universe has begun. I'm telling you, the takeover, the forced takeover, things are changing. Your banking system, your educational system, your medical system, all of it's under siege. All of it's under siege, but God has a way out for his people. Are you on Team Jesus? He's coming to you today. Will thou be made whole? I love you so very much. Bye-bye for now, my friends. We walk an earthly path with heaven in our hearts. Each sacred step we take brings our bodies close to time. In our rest and dreams we find the truth to play a part. A perfect silence fills a heart with heaven's fire. Sometimes we're restless through the day and sleepless through the night. Our minds and our hearts a battle not yet won. Heaven's on the way. Behind the senseless screams and fights, here comes the final war between the earth and sun. The body is bound to earth while the spirit soars in space. Our minds and hearts shall live eternally between a rock and a far. Taunts the mind while our hearts here long for love. We're torn between foe and other each and every day. And though we search the sky for some help from up above, the body still seeks its fill in each and every way. The sun holds his head high as the earth is laid to rest. The spirit soars to heights above the distant stars. The body fills the ground. It always thought it knew best. New soul finds its place in heaven's home afar. The body is bound to earth while the spirit soars in space. Our minds and hearts shall live eternally.